Hi, this is Andrew Cook, one of the producers from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. Some will know that our family life is affected by disability, as our eldest daughter suffers from a condition called Rett syndrome. And during a recent sabbatical, I was able to do some work on disability and how it fits in with the gospel and church life, among other things. And this series of podcasts is an ongoing project bringing together some of the things that I was able to delve into while on study leave. Hello and welcome to the Additional Needs podcast, the first in the series. My name's Andrew Cook, and over the next few episodes, I'm talking to Mark Arnold about what it's like to be an additional needs family. The name of this podcast isn't particularly imaginative, so if you can think of something better or more catchy, do let me know. You can get in touch via Twitter at akcook2004 or on SoundCloud, also akcook2004. In this episode, we discuss what an additional needs family is, the pressures that they're under, and how this affects siblings. I should also say that we're mainly talking about all this from a Christian point of view, so the part that local churches play also comes into the discussion. Anyway, let's meet my guest, Mark Arnold, who starts off by telling us a bit about himself.
So I come at this from several different angles, really. Involved in children's and youth work for many years, currently working with Urban Saints and looking after additional needs ministry work there. Having seen inclusion and accessibility and belonging done well in some cases, not so well in lots of other cases for many years. But then also with our own personal journey with James, who's our youngest. We've got two children, Phoebe, who's 19, currently studying history at Winchester, and James, who's 16. When he was 2.5, he was diagnosed as autistic and with learning disability. Last year, aged 15, he also was diagnosed with epilepsy as well. He'd started to have epileptic events.
What do people generally in church need to know about families who have additional needs? I mean, you might want to just define what we mean by additional needs.
I tend to define it as being any situation, whether that's through a disability or a health condition or an emotional crisis that might have occurred, where somebody needs some extra support and help to be able to manage and cope as effectively as everybody else. So that typically would include autism, somebody with sight loss or hearing loss, mobility disability, dyslexia, but it could also include things like mental health conditions. In the work that I do in children's and youth work, that might include eating disorders, self-harm, things like that. So there's quite a broad area of what gets wrapped up in additional needs.
So typically things that are of a long-term nature?
Generally speaking, that would be the case. Most disabilities and conditions that we would wrap up into that label of additional needs tend to be long-term, often lifelong conditions, where somebody throughout childhood, adolescence into adulthood will need support. That support may change, their needs will alter as they grow older, but nevertheless still remain.
What sort of pressures would you say are on families with additional needs?
There are enormous pressures. They're a family that are always, to some extent, up against it. It's a 24/7 role. Although there might be a little bit of respite care here and there, you know, the primary responsibility for keeping things going lies with the parents, and that can be really stressful. We see heartbreaking statistics that tell us that over half of families where there's a child with additional needs or a disability experience significant relationship issues and breakups. It's a much higher statistic than in the population as a whole. Best part of 2/3 of children with additional needs are bullied, which again is much higher than the statistical average for these things. So there are enormous pressures that come to bear on a family, which often there's little to no release from. And the church can play a part in helping with that, certainly, to make a difference for those families and, yeah, be there for them.
How does that affect a family of that nature to be able to engage in normal everyday life?
The unpredictability of parenting a child with additional needs means that plans have to be held lightly. So often you can plan for things and then something happens. A child's condition might worsen, or they might be massively struggling that particular day, just feeling overwhelmed with everything. And so for all sorts of reasons, that can then change those plans, which obviously is hard for everybody. It's hard for the child themselves. It's hard for the parents. And, you know, we mustn't forget the siblings in this as well. So often those children have a different life to their peers who don't have a brother or sister with additional needs. They'll miss out on things. They'll often be junior carers helping out to keep things going in the home, and often will unwittingly end up being not sidelined, but they'll perhaps have to take a sort of second place to the needs of their brother or sister. That can add up over time and again be a pressure for them.
So those would be the kind of things that a church needs to know about a family with additional needs. Is there anything else?
When a family arrives at church on Sunday morning with their additional needs child, that's a massive thing all of its own. Just having managed to get there and actually to just be welcomed and greeted as they arrive can make a big difference. Just to have folk that recognise how hard it's been just to get that far is really important. And then to also realise that, to give an example, if an autistic child is feeling overwhelmed and has a bit of a meltdown in church, to recognise that that's a response to the feeling of being overwhelmed and overloaded, perhaps way too much sensory input going on, all that sort of thing. Often children can be viewed as being, you know, badly behaved or they're being naughty, whereas actually that's not the case. They're just unable to hold it all together any longer, and they're expressing how they're feeling. And so, yeah, to be understanding in that is really important.
Thanks to Mark Arnold. In future episodes, we'll talk about inclusion of additional needs families in church life and how this can be better. And also, conversely, what exclusion feels like for such families. And by the way, meerkats get a mention. More on that later, as they say. We'll discuss lessons from the Bible on disability and inclusion, the sensitive subject of praying for healing. So lots to look forward to. But please be patient. These podcasts can only be made as time allows. If you want to find out more about Mark Arnold and the work that he does, please check out his blog, which is theadditionalneedsblogfather.com. That's theadditionalneedsblogfather.com. And any comments, you can let me know on Twitter at akcook2004 or via the SoundCloud page, also akcook2004. Thank you for listening.